An Echo in the Bone, read by Isabel Wood. He read rapidly through the rest of the letter, Brianna peering over his shoulder and making small squeaks of alarm and dismay. Finished, he laid the pages down and turned to her, his insides quivering.
"So you did it,"
he said, aware that he shouldn't say it, but unable not to snort with laughter.
"You and your bloody matches, you burned the house down."
Her face was a study, features shifting between horror, indignation, and yes, a hysterical hilarity that matched his own.
"Oh, it was not. It was Mama's ether. Any kind of spark could have set off the explosion."
"But it wasn't any kind of spark," Roger pointed out. "Your cousin Ian lit one of your matches."
"Well, so it was Ian's fault then."
"No, it was you and your mother."
"Scientific women,"
Roger said, shaking his head. "The 18th century is lucky to have survived you." She huffed a little.
"Well, the whole thing would never have happened if it weren't for that bozo Donner."
"True," Roger conceded. "But he was a troublemaker from the future too, wasn't he? Though admittedly neither a woman nor very scientific." She took the letter, handling it gently, but unable to forbear rubbing the pages between her fingers.
"Well, he didn't survive the 18th century, did he?"
Her eyes were downcast, their lids still reddened.
"You aren't feeling sorry for him, are you?" Roger demanded, incredulous.
She shook her head, but her fingers still moved lightly over the thick, soft page.
"Not him so much, it's just the idea of anybody dying like that. Alone, I mean, so far from home."
No, it wasn't Donna she was thinking of. He put an arm around her and laid his head against her own. She smelled of Prel shampoo and fresh cabbages. She'd been in the kale yard. The words on the page faded and strengthened with the dip of the pen that had written them, but nonetheless were sharp and clear. A surgeon's writing.
"She isn't alone," he whispered,
and putting out a finger, traced the postscript again in Jamie's sprawling hand.
"Neither of them is. And whether they've a roof above their heads or not, both of them are home."